This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to the Color Me Dead So-Sode. We usually talk about murder and fuckery most foul, in detail with a splash of dark humor.
But in our so-sodes, we may or may not talk about true crime. This is where you get the gory gal playtime. It may be squirrel hunts that went too far off topic for the regular sodes, and bloopers, and whatever else.
So if you don't like bad words like fuck or cunt, this might not be your thing.
And if you do, welcome to our shit show.
Well, I'm going to start introducing our episodes like the lead singer from Widespread Panic. Hello, everybody. All their fucking live shows when he comes out. Yeah. John. Hello, everybody. That's all. They're such fun shows, though.
I like it.
I like it. Rise of Blights. Fuck.
Calvin, who is my son. Kagan is not.
And Kagan is not.
I was saying something in my British accent the other day, just fucking around, and he comes up to me and he's like, I can't even remember what he said, but it was total Australian. And I'm like, dude, you've nailed the Australian accent, but you cannot do a British accent, and this is how I know you're my child.
Let me tell you.
Yes.
So welcome, everybody, to So-Sode 75.5. Please adjust your seats to your comfortable level, put on your seatbelt, and brace yourself for fuckery most foul.
Yeah, they just got finished with the fuckery most foul.
Oh, dude. I had a couple people reach out and be like, yuck.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, dude, we know.
Uh-huh. I had to take a day to just do nothing. Once it got all done, just one day, nothing.
I had to do that with baby Brianna, Tracy Thurman, and Mary Vincent, where I just had to
once it was done, it was like, I can crash now. Yep. We are fucking done.
Baby Brianna, I had to quit like mid episode a couple of times and just like go outside, have a smoke, like kick my fucking dogs around and play with them a little bit and then go back to it. Cause I was just like, God damn, this is awful.
I had to do that with this too. Like close. Nope. We're not going any further. That's half the reason why it's five episodes, because it was like, I can't, my brain can't anymore with you motherfuckers.
No. No. I don't like it.
Yeah. So yesterday was like lay in couch. Which is my bed right now because my neck is stupid.
Oh, I had to get into it with a member of my extended family. And you know that some of my family, not the sharpest tool in the shed, started picking fights with me. And I was like, I know that basic automotive is really difficult for you, so let me explain it to you, because I was talking about the leveling kit on certain shit. And they were like, that's not how it works. And I'm like, no, that's the total fucking point of, so your truck is fucking level. And they just sat there and fucking stared at me for a second.
What did they think it was for?
They were like, why do some trucks sit like this? And I was like, oh, I know the answer, because I fucking asked this before of Spencer. It was like, you know, leveling kits don't always come stock on a vehicle. You have to put them on. And basically what it does is it adjusts, blah, 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 went through it. And I was like, it levels your truck out. I don't think that's right.
What the fuck? Listen to the words.
I'm like, Google it. Fuck, man. It shows you how to install them on YouTube and it shows you what it does. And the person just stood there and fucking like did this.
How do you grow up where we grow up and not fucking know that?
And I was like, you know what? I realized that basic automotive is probably difficult for you. So I know, let's do this. Let's have a spelling contest.
You're going to lose that too.
Just kidding. I'll start.
God.
The bunch of bitches.
Motherfucking bitches. People.
People.
I could just go to sleep right now.
I cannot because I have a job interview.
I have to take Calvin to hockey, and I actually have to go inside, so I think I probably ought to put on a hat or something.
You have to, like, I know, I was like, I got up this morning, and I thought I had a pair of slack pants that actually fit. I must have thrown them away when I was still too big to wear them, because I think they were, like,
a size
12.
I feel like you gave them to somebody.
I fucking probably did,
because you're always like, you get clothes, and you get clothes.
Oh, I know, I just got, like, I just barely went through my closet and got rid of a ton of shit, and I need to do it again. But, so anyway, I'm looking for clothes to wear to this goddamn job interview. Can't find a pair of slack pants to save my motherfucking life, so I'm like, okay, well, you've got to have a skirt. Pull out this skirt, and it's, like, two sizes too fucking big, so it's, like, hanging, and I'm like, all right, worst case scenario, I could wear this with, like, a shirt and a fucking shawl. All my dress tops are an XL or a 1XL. Right. I'm a fucking medium now. And I'm like, okay, you know what? That's actually kind of frustrating. I know that I said that I wanted to lose weight. I really did. But now I got nothing. I'm like, fuck. No. Like, all my shit. And I'm like, okay, fuck. That's not going to work, because they were, like, hanging so far that if I hadn't been wearing a bra, my tit, like, would have been peeking out the side
the
and shit.
Safety pins?
Yeah. I'm, like, trying to tape my tits together and make them look like I'm 28 again. And so I was like, fuck it, I'm going to Walmart. Got in there and started looking at shit, and I was like, fuck it, this will work. Except I'm wearing floral prints.
Right.
I never wear floral.
It looks cute on you, though.
Thanks, man. Because I wasn't going to go buy a bunch of brand new shit and spend
$150. No, that you're not going to wear again.
Well, I might.
Yeah, well, that shit you could wear again.
Well,
that's why I was like, go get don't leggings. Get any slacks, get leggings, and it was go white girl,
yeah,
okay?
I was going to do the fucking Han Solo today and wear, like, a white button-up collared shirt with, like, the little vesty thingy, just for shits and giggles, just to be funny. But I couldn't find a vesty.
I love pumpkin. Pumpkin spice. Pumpkin. Everything.
So you know that sparkling apple cider shit by Martinelli's?
Yes.
They have pumpkin spice kind now. And I was like, I don't know how I fucking feel about that.
I kind of just want to taste it just to
I
see.
Do, just to see. But a little piece of me is like, you motherfuckers are taking this a little bit far with the pumpkin spice shit.
Like, last year, I was like, hell yeah. And then this year, when it's pumpkin spice everything, I'm like, all right. I like pumpkin spice coffee creamer. I like a pumpkin spice latte. And I love pumpkin pie.
See, I don't even like pumpkin pie.
I do.
I like pumpkin spice lattes and shit. Excuse me. And I like the fall scented candles that are pumpkin.
Oh, yeah. I love
those.
Those
are really tasty. I like those. Make your house smell fucking nice. Mm-hmm. But when it comes right down to it, they are getting out of fucking control.
They are. I saw pumpkin spice Pop-Tarts today at 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know how I feel about that.
I saw the pumpkin. So they've got a butternut squash and pumpkin like sauce to go on noodles, and I was like, butternut squash, okay, maybe, because I actually like butternut squash noodles, and the soup, it's pretty tasty, but I'm like, you guys are getting out of fucking control, because now they've got pumpkin, they've got the ice cream, they've got, what's the other shit that I saw, they've got pumpkin spice fucking wafer cookies, cereal, Cheerios, fucking pumpkin
spice.
They're
not good. No, they're not. We got some last year and tried them, they're not good.
I'm like,
actually, I remember the Pop-Tarts from last year, because we tried them, and even, I couldn't even get my kids to eat them, they were like, no.
We both were like, yeah. Well, and my taste buds have evolved a little bit, like, Pop-Tarts just don't fucking cut it anymore.
No, I can't hack the Pop-Tarts.
Now a toaster strudel.
Hell, fuck yeah. Those
I can
have
get
always
down on a goddamn toaster
favorite.
Strudel. Oh, they had them on sale the other day at IGA. And I went in there and I was like, $1.50 a box? This kind. Yeah. And I came home and just dumped a fucking mother load of toaster strudels in the goddamn freezer. Guess what is not supposed to be eaten on this diet that I'm on? Goddamn toaster strudels.
Mm-hmm. You know.
You think that fucking stops me in the middle of the night?
Oh, no. Nothing's the middle of the night, like, I'm on keto too, and I just barely started doing it, like, full force a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. Last night I woke up, the fucking rain and thunder, and
it
wasn't
catch
even, oh God, it was so, the rain is so loud because I have the tin roof. and it was pouring rain. It was so loud. And then the thunder started and Tyler woke up because she likes it about as much as I do. But I was so tired last night, I didn't give a fuck. I'm like, I don't care. But she kept waking me up because she kept grabbing my arm. And I was like, oh, I'm so tired. And I got up and walked in the kitchen and there was brownies there that Calvin made last night. And I was like, yes. And then I ate it and I was like, fuck.
Yeah. See, the night before when it started raining and the wind was blowing and the lightning and the thunder, we had one strike so close to the house that my windows flexed. Mm-hmm. Boom. And I was like, Jesus. So I was up for that. But I was so fucking tired because I had to get up and take Logan to Driver's Ed, which he has to be there at like 5:30, 5:45 in the morning.
So and you're like, what the fuck?
I know. So
you realize they can't drive yet and I have to get up and bring them. Can you just pick them up? You've got a car.
Shit, man. Make the fucking circle. So I was actually tired enough that I slept through the shit this morning. And Spencer asked me, he's like, how did you sleep through that? That was worse than the night before. I was like, how would you know? You fucking slept through the night before.
And last night it was like a constant rumble. It lasted so long. It was like, yeah. Like it just kept going. And I was like, how the fuck long is that going to last?
That's what Spencer said. He was like, it just went and went crazy. I'm kind of sad that I missed it.
I don't know if it was one after another. Usually it scares the shit out of me and I have so much anxiety. I can't get my shit together. But I was so tired last night because the night before that, I slept for 3 hours because I just couldn't sleep. There was brain was going too much and I couldn't sleep. And then the next night, my brain was going again. And by the time I finally shut down, then the storm hit and I was like, well, fuck.
That was me the day before when I was just like, I just barely fucking fell into that good sleep. Mm. And then my alarm went off to take Logan and I was like,
God damn it. Yeah.
Damn it. I know. I think he only has until Friday, but he hasn't had his permit for 6 months. So I don't know if they'll give him his license, but if he passes everything, I'm going to take him in there and be like, license, and see if we can like finagle that. Because I got to take his fucking, I got to go get the car registered and shit, but I am done running fucking children.
I know.
Done.
I'm apparently not because hockey season just started. So I'm going to be running 5 days a week.
Oh, I'm
six,
sorry.
Actually, because Saturday's game day.
Fuck that, dude. I'm sorry.
Two kids in hockey. That's 4 days worth of practice. Actually, it's only 3 days. I lied. But then Wednesday, the day that they don't have practice, they have singing lessons. The girls do.
Yeah, well, you're still fucking having to leave the house.
Yeah, but luckily, yeah. I know people who also do said
so you can
sports,
do some
so we can
pooling.
Mm-hmm. God. So when you said butternut squash, I couldn't keep my shit together because I've been watching Friends to try to counteract
Froze West.
And so there's this one where he's like, Joey starts laughing about something. He's like, it's like that time you tried to say butternut squash and you called it squatter nut bosh. That's always been one of my favorite parts, and I can't ever say butternut squash anymore.
Do you have a favorite episode of Friends?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I have a couple.
I love every single episode.
So I've never watched all of it. Like, I think I need to start from the very beginning this winter. Like, when shit hits the fan and it's all snowy and shitty.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to fucking hunker down because this job that I'm applying for, I work from home.
Yeah.
Yay. And so I can still do podcast shit or I can watch fucking Friends because it's supposed to be a really gnarly winter, which means I probably won't leave the house a lot. But the fucking pivot episode where they're trying to get that goddamn
pivot. I love that
episode. That episode, I still to this day, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'll look that clip up alone. Ross, honey, I just don't think that it'll fit. We've just got to pivot. That and the fucking meat pie. Do you remember that for Thanksgiving? Meat, good. Jam, good. Crust, yes. Good. That reminds me of me when I'm stoned. I'm like, I don't know if this is the right recipe. Fucking tastes good.
She was trying to make a truffle or something, and the pages were stuck together. And so
she made half of a mince meat pie and half of a truffle. Yes. And he's like, I don't know.
Meat good.
Yeah. Meat good. Jam good. And crust good.
When he comes out with Phoebe's like maternity pants on for Thanksgiving, and he's like, yes. I was so late to the Friends show because, not so late, but there were some people that I hated that watched it. So I was like, fuck that.
That fuck all had that the fucking haircut.
Fuck you. Yeah. Ugh. All of them.
The fucking shag.
Mm-hmm.
I remember coming to school like the next day after everybody had the Courtney Cox and the Jennifer Aniston fucking shag with the fringy shit. Mm-hmm. And I walked through the front doors and they all came shuffling by with the same fucking haircut and the same chunky fucking highlights. And I'm like, dude, it's like fucking junior high Stepford Wives.
Yeah. I was not in like... No, I wasn't cool with it when it all happened. So I started as the series was ending is when I started watching it. Because I remember I watched the very last episode as it was airing. And now I love it. Everything about it. I quote it all the fucking time.
There's certain shows that I watched that I swore I never would. Seinfeld was one of them.
I fucking hate Seinfeld. Oh, Seinfeld. I can't tell you why either.
The comedy in that, especially Kramer... I'm just like, I didn't like it when I was younger. I was like, I guess I just didn't pick up on the, like, that dry, subtle shit.
I know why I don't like it. Sorry.
As an adult, though, what like, looking back on it, I fucking giggle about it now. But there are certain TV shows that I, like, flat-ass refuse to watch, and then I actually watched them later.
And you're like, and I'm like, my God. Shit,
this is fucking rad. But nothing will ruin a fucking TV show like a shitty fucking ending to a series.
Right? Or no ending, like they just stopped making it.
Right? Like fucking, there's a couple of them.
Seinfeld, I have still refused to watch because of a certain teacher that we had in high school that thought she was Elaine from Seinfeld. And I was like, you are fucking nothing like her. And she hated me because I was on drill team and she made it very fucking apparent. And so I just quit going to her class, of which I flunked and I was supposed to get kicked off drill team. But I didn't need it to graduate. I already had all my credits to graduate. And so they let me stay on drill team. I just wasn't allowed to perform in one dance at the...
No fucking boohoo.
At the review. And it was a dance I fucking hated anyway. So I was like, well, this is a win-win for me. It was the only F I ever got.
Friends. But I want to do Friends. And I'll probably rewatch a couple old TV shows that I'm really fond of. But... like, I didn't really care for the ending of Big Love. It was trash. I didn't care for the ending of True Blood. Sopranos was a total kick in the dick. That was fucking dumb. And Sons of Anarchy.
I was really upset with the ending. I think just because it was so final.
Well, it was not only was it final, but it just was like, it was almost like they got to the end and they were like, ah, fuck it. We'll just let him go out like John.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, man, it's fucking dumb.
Yeah. Yep. I liked how Friends ended. I just was sad that it ended.
I don't know how it ended.
That is all. It's good. Me. No, I'm not going to tell you, but
oh, and How I Met Your Mother. That was fucking stupid, too.
I haven't made it to the end of that one yet.
Oh, okay. I won't tell you.
I have such a hard time finding new things to watch because I'll get in the group. I'll find something I really like. And then when it's over, I'm like, I hate my life. I don't want to start anything else.
I don't have cable and shit. So like if I find a series, like this is the last season of The Walking Dead, which I'm kind of glad because they spread themselves a little too thin and pulled it in so many different directions that I'm like, ah, fuck you guys. Just stop. Just be done. And next year is the final season of Game of Thrones, which I'm fucking devastated over because I love that show. But it, like, I'll find something and I'll start watching it and I'll be really fucking into it. They're like, oh, season 5, last season. I'm like, what the fuck?
Why would you do that?
Or I get really into something and then there'll be a couple of seasons that I'm just like, why am I still watching this?
I just wish I could find something that I can watch while the kids are in the room because mm-hmm. I always want to be where I'm at and not, I don't watch TV that often, but I want to be able to not have to pause it every time they walk in
mm-hmm.
or a lot of the stuff I like to watch, I don't want to watch at night because it fucks with my head. Mm-hmm. So then I just don't watch it. I have all this stuff on my watch list that I won't watch at night. I'm usually busy during the day, so I don't watch TV. And I'm like, fuck.
I don't know.
Like Mindhunter, that was amazing.
Mindhunter was a good one.
I kept doing that. I was like, oh, I guess I need to do laundry so I can finish this.
See, and I put the TV on while I'm cleaning, doing laundry. Like, I'll even put it on my phone, like pull shit up on Netflix and start watching while I'm cooking and shit. And I'll just put my phone up in the windowsill and put my headphones on and watch that way. But there's a couple of shows that, like American Horror Story.
It's in my toe.
I'm aware of what it is. You're digging at your toenail. You're like, and bitch,
right? I'm digging
at my fucking toenail. You're gonna pull a fucking Addison and start chewing on your feet too?
No.
Yeah, I kind of gave up on American Horror Story. They've got this one season called Cult, and it started out like extra super fucking political.
Oh.
And it immediately, I was just like, fuck, can we not with that shit?
Anything political, I'm just
immediately lost interest. I'm like, I am so fucking over the nonsense. Like both sides, all sides. Like, just fucking I'm done.
It's just a big
anyway, we are not a political podcast, therefore I'm going to nip this motherfucker in the bud. But when shit that I like, I don't want to watch that shit for entertainment value because I see it and hear it. I'm fucking subjected to it from all fucking media outlets, TV, fucking radio. I'm just like, I don't want to voluntarily fucking watch it. Yeah. I'm like, I need to find, I'll just start watching porn again. Shit.
That's why I've been watching Friends. I just put it on and let it play. And at night, I like the TV going, because if not, then I'll just sit there and think. And it helps me to shut down a little bit because I'm not thinking about everything. I know that's opposite of most people, because most people are like, I can't sleep with the TV on because then I focus on the TV, and I can't because then I can focus on what's going on in the TV instead of what's going on in my head, and then I can go to sleep.
See, and I learned, I had a Peruvian shaman, no shit, does like cleansings and stuff, and I've been to see him a few times, but he gave me this, it's like a process to shut your body down and shut your brain down at the same time, so that you have to be in like a completely dark room with no distractions. And then there, it's like a meditation to make you fall asleep. Doesn't always work, but in general it does. But I have to have like cold, dark room, nothing on. If there's TV going, I won't shut my eyes. I won't focus on what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing to fall asleep. So,
That's the only way I can, because I'm like, oh, I'm watching this nonsense. Good night. Even if I'm trying to watch, like, if you want me to watch a movie with you, I need to be sitting upright, and it needs to probably be light outside. I cannot be comfortable, or I'm going to fall asleep.
Or I'm going to fall asleep.
Yeah, for me to make it through a movie that I'm, even if it's something I really want to watch, I have to be somewhat uncomfortable, or I'm going to fall asleep.
Huh. I don't know. I do have to have, like, if I'm going to watch a movie, like in a theater, it better be something that I really want to see. Because I don't like going to a movie theater at all.
They got new seats, though, and they're so comfy.
I like to go to the nice theaters. I don't like our theater. It is nicer now, though. Like, they've upgraded some things to make it nicer. But
the seats used to be horrible. The last time I went and they had the good seats, I was like, well, fuck yeah.
You don't like... God damn it. Upgrade.
I know. I can lean back a little bit.
Lean back.
The megaplexes, though, are my favorite.
There's a theater on Redwood just past 94th that I really, really like. And they have, like, full soda bar. They've got snacks for days.
Snacks.
They've got the great big Bavarian soft pretzels with dippy cheese and shit. Like, the stuff that you shouldn't eat, but you fucking do it anyway.
Anyway, when you go to the movie, that is just your cheat.
Well, like, and it doesn't count. I've decided, as long as you're in the movie theater, the calories don't stick or something like that. But
I don't give a fuck.
I just don't care.
I'll walk an extra time around the block. I don't give a shit.
We're going to park over here by Asian City and then fucking walk to the theater and then walk it off. But they've got the extra wide seats, mm-hmm. and you can lift the armrest up so that you can snuggle if you so desire to do best. So. They lean back. They've got foot rests. Like, and they're electronic footy rests. That's how much room is in between. You can, like, fully fucking recline and put your goddamn feet
That's
up and watch a movie.
That's what I need.
It's some gangster-ass shit. And their sound system and their fuck... Ooh, did you grab a cord there? Their sound system and the... screens are so crisp and so clear. Oh, I loves it. I miss the city.
So crisp and so clean. Spencer, we need to move to the city.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
This is for you, Spencer. Please.
We can. There's dork stores.
They do you want me to cry in front of you again?
Oh, God.
I'll do it.
Don't do it. He got so weird about that. He's like, they're there.
He was like, I'm gonna go ahead and go going outside.
Out here. Going out here. That was pretty fucking traumatic, though.
I would have done the same thing. I'd have been like, I'll be there.
I'll be over here.
It was ugly cry face and everything. That was horrible.
Yeah, it's not pretty when anybody ugly cries.
No.
Like, when I ugly cried over my dog, I had fucking snot, tears. My fucking hair was matted to one side of my face. I'm like, bah!
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fucking nice. And I did that for, shit, dude, I didn't get out of bed for like, almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I got up, like, I don't even think I fucking showered until Spencer was like, get your crusty ass up out of this bed, go scrub your taint, brush your fucking teeth, because your breath smells bad.
I'm surprised I didn't just, like, pick you up and
like,
you
dip me in the fucking bath. Yeah.
Here. Stay here for a while.
I know. Just fucking, you know what? Here, I'm just going to drain the water and add some more, because this is filmy.
You smell like a wet dog, and it's making the whole house stink, yeah. Right? That's what I always tell my girls. You smell like a wet dog.
I would get up for food and booze and water and right back to bed.
Yeah.
That was it. Dude, I was fucking, I don't think I've been that sad in my entire life. Hello, Paloma.
She breathes deeper than I do. I hate it when I'm editing and I can hear myself. And I'll cut it out. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
You know what? I was like, a couple years ago, I realized how fat I had gotten. Because I was on the phone and my brother clicked over to take a different call. And all I could hear was... and I was like, Jesus Christ, is that what I sound like? Fuck.
Especially since I've been sick, because my everything is swollen and has been for a fucking month and a half now. Because right after I got done being sick with all that shit I had, I got sick again. And everything in my throat and my neck and my face just swelled up. And I'm like, oh, good. So then I'm like...
Yeah, or you're just fucking huffing the mic.
Can you tone it down there, Dar?
Jesus Christ, you're at a 10. I need you at a fucking 2.
Yeah.
Jesus. But anyway, so I hope you guys enjoy your bloopers and outtakes for your so-so'd.
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 So-so'd. Oh, and since now it's October, we have some fun stuff this month.
Some stuff coming up. That's super fun.
Yeesh. It's not like super like you're at an amusement park fun, but it's not fucking Froze West either. It's a little bit lighter and easier for our brains to handle.
Yeah, October's going to be a little bit more chill. So enjoy your shoshot.
Yeesh.
And hold on to your butts.
I always say that in the car with the kids.
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts.
We got some cool shit coming up. Stay tuned. And
stay out of chalk lines.
Goodbye. It's a good thing I put on deodorant. I'm sweating like a motherfucker.
I'm Jesus. Not anymore. I was this morning when I woke up. I was like, I'm so fucking hot and the kids are all freezing. I'm like, what's wrong with you people?
That was Spencer this morning. Please turn the AC off. Please turn the fan off. I'm fucking freezing. I was like, feel how damp my shirt is. And he reached over and like touched me and he was like, Jesus Christ. I'm like... I'm sweaty.
Sweaty. Have you seen the things that they put? I've been seeing them all over online. Like, if you're cold, ask yourself these questions. Do you have a hoodie on? Do
you
have
socks
on? And do you pay the fucking electric bill? If not, don't touch this. I was like, yes.
I'm really bad about that because, so there was one year when we were living in Davis that we were still on propane. I came home.
Oh, fuck. Propane.
And the kids had the heater set to like 84, and they were both in tank tops and shorts. In the dead of fucking winter. It's like 20 below outside. And I freaked the fuck out because the next day, we were out of propane.
Weird.
And it was a fucking Sunday. So, of course, you can't. Like, you could, I was like, we're all gonna fucking freeze today, because nope. They were like, well, I'm gonna go stay with my grandma then. I was like, do not touch this fucking thermostat again, so help me, baby Jesus. So they know now. I was like, put some fucking pants on, put a goddamn hoodie on, get a fucking blanket, put some socks on your feet. I am not going to drop $800 a month for you to pretend like we live in fucking Machu Picchu or fucking the Bahamas. I was like, put some fucking clothes on. Spencer was furious. It cost us almost $700.
To fill it up?
It wasn't even full. It was like three quarters of the way.
I was good. The one we had in Jensen for that little trailer was $900 to fill it up. And we had to fill it up every other month because there was no insulation in there. It was fucking ridiculous. Well, I was
the kids have this really bad habit of like, they'll hold the fucking door open. Yeah. And stand in the house and like wait for the bus. I'm like, shut that fucking door. I'm over there thug clapping. Right. Like, fucking Jesus.
Maybe. I got the space heater that has a little, like, that looks like a little fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I put that in the living room last year. So if they're cold, like,
go,
I
can sit just right there.
Go sit right there. It'll warm you up. That thing will heat up the whole goddamn living room.
Well, the kids now have space heaters for both their bedrooms. Yeah. Which the heat carries upstairs. It stays pretty warm. But I just told him, I'm like, I keep the heat at like 65 to 68.
Right. 68. That's,
I'm like, don't fucking touch it again. That first year that we moved in, I busted Paige turning it up to like 78. Oh, and I was like, no, you fucking don't. So I told her that she wasn't getting anything for Christmas because I had to use her money to pay the fucking gas bill.
This house has individual heaters in each room, and they're in the ceiling. So, like, this room we won't even turn on, but we don't even turn on the basement heating except for that room because there's pipe in there and it can burst and flood your fucking basement, as we found out, if you don't keep that room heated. Just public service announcement. And yeah, we turn the heater on in the bathroom because you don't want to go, no cold toilet. If it's cold down here, build a fucking fire. We have tons of firewood. Breathing really hard for no apparent reason.
Like you just ran a marathon?
Yeah, and I did.
Hurry, hurry, hurry!
All I did was go to the bathroom, and it really wasn't that, like,
physically... Epic.
Yeah. It wasn't that physically demanding. I already read the first two lines. Okay. I fumbled through the first two lines because I can't. This is going to be a fun fucking episode. I hate that I always say it. I was going to say, like, stop fucking saying that. And so then I try to stop saying it. I swear to God, I say it more.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
It's like me telling myself not to say the F word as much. And then it starts coming out every third word. And I'm like, man, you really do swear too much.
You should stop swearing. Fuck that fucking shit. I'll fucking do it later.
Seriously, there's sometimes I'm in the middle of a conversation and I'm thinking, how many times did I just say the F word? And I'll go back and I'll be like, well, I was like, well, this fucking thing and fuck that and fuck you. And by the time I'm done counting, I'm like, that was 17 times in 30 seconds. Okay, don't, because that actually turned my stomach.
I've got a real gag there.
Yeah, I just like, when I just stopped and thought about it, I was like, no.
Like that part on Van Wilder with the donuts.
Oh, God.
Fuck. Every time I thought about that for a good 7-8 years after that fucking movie came out, I was still like, ooh. I can't, like, watch that part.
Warm, and he's like squeezing it, and I was like, oh God,
no.
No, that. All right, we gotta stop.
Sorry, why did I even say? Oh God.
Oh, I think I got... Oh, God. Okay, yeah, all right. We're done.
It's not funny, but I can't...
My far too active to, like... Because I think about shit, and then I'm like... I can feel it. Like, the spit starts dripping off my teeth, and I'm like, oh, no.
If I was an easy puker, I would have yacked just now, because...
I am an easy puker. Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, God. Oh, God. No. That's kind of like the... you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, when all of the angel shit came out... And it was on shirts. They had it on sweatpants with angel across the butt, or like hoodies that said angel. And everybody thought it was great to buy me that shit. I was like, I don't need my name in all my clothes like fucking sleepaway camp.
I did buy you some of those, but it was 3 years ago when it wasn't cool. And I thought I was going to buy you yoga pants anyway, but they happened to say angel across the thingies. So it was like,
everybody, like,
Or maybe I didn't. Maybe I just thought about it. Did I give you some? I thought about it. Okay, so I didn't go. I didn't take the full plunge. I thought about it.
My whole family, for every gift-giving holiday, guaranteed, I got an article of something that could be worn, and it had my fucking name on it. And I was like, no thanks. No. Maybe it's because of that, because everybody was like, oh, look, I got this cute fucking hoodie, and it says Angel with little wings on the A and the L, and I'm like, no, thank you.
No, no.
So...
Fucking cat, get out of here. I hate you. She's like, I want to be on the podcast. Might as well have a chatterbox child in here if we're going to have the cat in here. Maybe she'll be quiet for a minute. Evil.
Excuse me.
The cat just gave you the most evil fucking look when you did that. She was like, ugh. I've like strings I have used down my, because I'm not eating that like a lady. I'm eating it very nasty. But yeah, he would. Can you all see me? Can you all hear me? Can you hear me on there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was being Gilderoy Lockhart. Can you all see me? Can you all hear me?
For real. Mm-hmm. When people, because, okay, side note, squirrel hunt. Because Spencer is so tall and I am so petite, and I'm quite short and lethal, people, complete fucking strangers, have seen us together, and then they'll engage in conversation with us. It's usually at, like, concerts and shit. But people, you've seen it happen.
Oh, they're I've heard it multiple times.
They're like, how do you guys, you know, and they gesture with the finger through the, you know. And I'm like, a complete fucking stranger just asked me how we fucking have sex.
We put the P in the V, and then we fucks it.
Put the P in the V, and then you gyrate. Yeah.
Yeah, until people make squirties.
Until skeet, 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 motherfucker. So one time this chick, I think it was at a Flogging Molly concert, but this chick was like, she was standing away having a conversation with a different group of people, but she kept like gesturing to us, and I busted her. And then she was like, oh. And I'm like, did you have a question? She's like, I'm so sorry. There's just such a difference in your size. Like, how do you guys, you know? And I'm like, ah, man, it's kind of like Jurassic Park. Life will always find a way. I was like, besides, it's nothing special. We look like a couple of old bloodhounds. All you see is foam and wrinkles. And she was so thoroughly disgusted by the way that I said that. She was like, oh. What? Who fucking thinks that's okay? You walk up to two complete strangers and like, so how do you guys?
How do you fuck? And do they not think it through the... Just like anybody else that has a size difference, you put your
fucking genitals line up
in the same spot, and then you fuck. You put the P in the V, and you wiggle.
I'm just like, what? But it's happened so many times. It does. I'm just like, what the fuck, yo?
When people say that, I'm like, are you fucking serious right now? Like, A, that you cannot figure it out.
It's just funny to me now. Like, I used to find it kind of absurd and appalling, where people would just be like, so is he proportionate? Are you okay? I'm like, what the fuck? And they're like, how do you guys, you know?
Do I look like I've been riding a horse for a week? No, I'm fine. We work just fine. But don't worry about it.
Just so you know, it happens more often than you fucking think. It's bizarre as shit. So, if I say so one more time, I want you to throw something at me, please. Book. What? Book.
Oh, it's that one tagged right there.
So, you say yes or so.
So.
My baby box is to be... Hold on. I'm trying not to laugh.
I lost it at when I'm being cocked.
I was struggling with that, and I made it through until baby box.
Even though it's Rose saying it, I may have to steal that.
Oh, fuck me. All right. My baby box is to be... I can't, man. Woo. All right, hold on. Let me get my shit together.
Do you think they were serious while writing this?
I think they probably were, but did you have to fucking word it this way? While I'm being cooked.
What?
While I'm being cooked in my baby box. Okay.
Cock me in my baby box. Do it.
Try fuck the fucking shit out of me, Scott. Okay. All right, hold on. Okay, this is serious, Angel. Get your serious face on. That they...
I don't like it.
I like how you misspelled semen, though. Because this one has an A in it, and those are the ones that, you know, actually like the
those
Navy.
Those dirty semen. Beggars going from port to port. I spell so many things wrong on there that I look up and I'm like, I don't, my fingers like just spaz
I go,
and put all the like, number. Or all the
I just go, and then I try to spell and grammar check it. I try to grammar and spell check at the end, but there's sometimes even after I proofread and do the check and then proofread again, I fucking don't see things.
I just do it as I go. If I see a red line, then I'm like, I better fix that. Because half the time I'll go back and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is supposed to be.
He turned one of the
realms.
One day. I'm going to make it all the way through an episode without totally butt-fucking my way through it.
I am, and then I'm going to wake up afterwards and be like, well, that was a hell of a dream.
Fuck, keep the dream alive.
Right? Dream big.
Wow, dream big. God. You know what? When you move out, I'm getting Juan Mariners. Whoa, dream big.
Dream big.
Fucking Juno. Love that movie. You know what? If it wasn't for you, we'd have dogs, but you're allergic to their saliva. And when you move out, I'm getting Juan Mariners.
I love how she says dream big. Like, I cannot mimic it.
Dream big.
Dream big.
She always smells like menthol. What is it? Methamaclorite? What the fucking does nails? I totally said that wrong. That is not the right word.
I love that movie.
Me too.
I haven't seen it for a while.
There was some blue shit, excuse me, gunk in my urn. It could have been because I downed an entire 64-ounce blue slushy. All right.
Let's deal with that tomorrow, though. I'm worried about getting this all the way done and the fuck out of my life. Out of my life, Fred.
Get out of my brain, froze.
I need you out of my fucking life.
Okay.
She was also getting...
ding 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 ding.
He and Rose had a very sex...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mary.
What is that one on the Looney Tunes? What about I say? Is that Yosemite Sam?
Yosemite Sam? No. Well, and then Cogburn.
Oh, yes. That's him. The rooster.
Is it Cogburn?
I don't think so, because that's John.
No, hold on.
John. Oh, my God. John Wayne. Rooster Cogburn. I know that rooster's name, but since you said Rooster Cogburn, that's all I can think of.
Fuck, man. What the? Foghorn.
Foghorn.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeesh. We answered one. Finally. I'm sure everybody got it before we did, but fuck. Fack.
But fuck.
My brain is drained from these two motherfuckers.
Brain drain.
I'm brain drained from these two bitches. Yes, I've had the brain drain.
Rose with... Back it up, bitch, and learn how to fucking read.
Beep, mark beep. Your spot. Back the truck up, bitch.
Fuck. So, Hazel, On February 23rd, 1994, the search for the evidence as to where Heather West's whereabouts was then obtained. Fuck.
It probably doesn't make sense. Un
momento,
sorry.
Por favor. My fucking spark plugs are misfiring. I like how we both just... All right. After this information came out... Oh, wait. Jesus, really? All right. Moving on. Oh, what a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Dee-dee-dee-dee. There they are, standing in a row. Boom, boom, boom. Big ones, small ones. Some as big as your head. Jesus. I think that's the only part of that song I know because of
The Lion King. Zazu.
Yeesh. My big brother's going to be so pissed when he hears that because that's the song. You know how you can hear certain songs and they get in your head and they don't fucking come out for months at a time and you'll just be singing, you know, a little part of it.
But you don't know the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the one for him. And I used to just, you know, under your breath sing it.
To Ryan?
Yep.
Ha ha. Yeesh. After going on It's a Small World at Disneyland. Oh, God. And that's you remember the ride? Okay, well, it's much bigger now and it's longer because they've added to it, like, per each movie and shit. There is nothing worse than hearing "It's a Small World" sung in languages you don't know, because then you're like ping, 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 na, 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 na. I don't know how to speak Malaysian. Na, 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 na. You're like, God, is it ever going to be over? No, you've got 9.5 minutes of "It's a Small World" in every fucking language that you don't understand, but the tone is all the same.
Do you feel like,
fuck, dude, walking around Disneyland all day, just like, da, na, na. I felt like I had been fucking brainwashed.
It's like a zombie.
Oh my God, for days. I looked at Spencer. We were in like, we're halfway home. We're coming up on Vegas where we're going to stay the night and drive the second like stretch home the next day. And I'm like, picking my shit up out of the truck, and I'm like, na, 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 na. And I looked at Spencer, and he's like, dude, it's like a rite of passage. It was your first trip to Disney. I'm like, fuck you. And the pony you rode in on, you're a bad fucking person.
You are a bad person. It just reminded me of Rocket Man. I got the whole world in my hands.
And he's got, like, the whole world.
German, the Volkswagen, the Kia, the Lug. And he just keeps going on.
I can't take that movie or that song serious after the movie Con Air, where Steve Buscemi's sitting with that little girl. She's like, do you know he's got the whole world in his hands?
I love that movie, though.
Are you thick? You look thick. Do you take methane? Cutest little girl on the fucking planet.
I know.
Yeah, I am sick. They don't make medicine for the kind of sick I am. I'm like, oh please, God, don't hurt it.
I know. I know. I love that movie.
Oh, God.
This is... One day I'm going to do a whole episode just like this.
Yes.
Bungie.
Bungie.
It's actually hard for me to do because I have to suck. I'll have to pull my tongue. Blah, blah, blah. And then I gag a little bit. I'm like, oh, shit. Bungie voice is no fun. Okay. This is...
This is when Fred admitted his friend, Shirley Robinson. He said that he killed her while Rose was in the hospital having terror.
Jesus. Sorry.
Yes, please.
I just wanted to see if I could do it.
You can.
I can.
And continue.
And
wait,
go.
Like that. Oh, God, you're sticking together.
That's what she said. Yeesh. 6 months since... Ha!
Yeesh.
Six. I wonder, do we need somebody? Oh my God, I have somebody that I can make say it. Because they're from the UK.
Ew.
Yeah, and we can make them say, you're going to take this. But in a British accent. Yes. This is, okay, this is why I'm glad I have international friends.
Right.
Right.
Right. I can't stop it.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
They're probably like, what the fuck I are know, they dude. Doing?
Well, it started with temper tantrum coffee.
Yeah.
For Angel.
I didn't sleep last night and then had too much coffee.
Start pounding my coffee again. I'm like, it's cold, but I'm drinking it anyway.
What it was this coffee. I'm going to drink a little bit more. My shakes have calmed down a little. I need to get them back up where they were.
No, I ate. So I'm not as shaky. It's usually first thing in the morning if I've had too much coffee. Mm. I feel like that little squirrel from Hoodwinked. Dinamite!
I always think of the one from Over the Hedge.
Oh, my height to cookie. Get it, you little nut. No, here I go. If I've had too much coffee, sometimes I get a little weird. But if I don't eat, I get the shakes. And I was trying to fucking do my makeup the other day. And it was like all the way across my face. I ended up just washing it off. I was like, fuck it, dude. I was vibrating out of my shell. I was like, no, sir.
I should have a string cheese or something.
No more coffee for you. I had to go sit down, have a cup of water.
Try to wash that shit out.
Oh, my God, dude.
We got to flush the system.
Oh, shit. Fred's attorney would tape and fuck, Angel. You can read. It's okay.
You are not Fred West.
Jesus. God grant me the serenity to make my mouth work.
I didn't even know.
Do you know that that was actually the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? The first one that came out was the first movie I ever saw in theaters as a kid that I can remember. If I saw a movie in theaters prior to that, I don't remember, but I believe I was 7 or 8 years old.
I remember going to the first one. I was younger because I fell asleep and my brother made fun of me. I was like, I'm fucking tired. I'm like 7.
Yeah, the first one I went and saw in theaters with my friend Desi and her dad, who had recently been released from prison.
Oh, good. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Nice guy. Nice guy. Very nice. Only murdered one person.
Oh, shit.
Holy man. Shit.
That's nothing.
Kevin.
False alarm.
False alarm.
It's recording now.
We'll do it like...
silence everything, huh?
Silence!
Silence!
Silence! Oh, man.
I was trying to silence the computer and I kept pushing the power button just softly so it didn't do anything. I'm like, why won't you shut up?
Dummy. Well, so there's God. That.
I'm not in the right mind at this time of my life.
I gotta get my shit together. Moving forward.
So,
fuck me. So.